I used to work all night there where you see that woman.
Here's your boy. Can I meet him?
Yes, sir. He's a nice boy.
I do remember when they fill that up.
I farmed all out there.
You did?
All out there where you see that water. I have
worked
out there many days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was, that land good, that was down.
Good land.
Who owned it, you know? Well.
Some of them and Mr. Hop. But it belongs to Mr. You know Mr.
Yeah.
That's who it belongs to, but his overseer was Mr. Hopper.
Well, they must have had to buy it to put it underwater like that.
They did. He killed himself. Come by my house. I stole him for some of the old man, Mr.
Because of that?
I'm finna tell you now. Okay. I don't know what they call him. Come by my house one day, and I was trying to wash, and the man talked so I couldn't go away to wash. And I told Willis that now, I said, some of Mr. He said, man, ain't nothing to that man, only he just don't want to move to town. Say he been raised out here. And say he don't want to leave. And say, and the next thing, see, he know all them colored people. And he had been working so many of them.
Yeah.
And they all of them liked him, you know. The way you get a heap of work out of colored folks, you have to talk good to them. And he talked good to them and worked us to death for nothing. And that was a foolish fight. Us was so mad.
All right.
All us got together. Us was so mad. Us was gone farting. Gone leave farting wherever he went. All us got together. Come on, how you do? All right, how you, Mr. Well, y'all sure doing good. But you see, that's what I was going to hear.
Yeah.
That wet doesn't make them big coffee. Just wet us to death or nothing. Us didn't know no shit.
Mm-hmm.
Us was crazy about it. And one morning, he come by. Both days. I said, Mr. Hopkins, I want to get you to come out here. Can't kill yourself that morning. And I was sitting on the road for him. The sun is dark at night. He come by, I weighed him down. I said, Mr. Hopkins, I want to get you to tell my boy, this doctor had a ride, and the boy was hollering all night, you know. He said, well, I had some other business to tell him. I said, but I'll run him up there, let him be with you. You carry that boy to comfort to the doctor? Come on back, that's a stiffing cane for him. Had a big cane for him. That's a stiffing cane. He come through here, another lady told me, said, listen. Said, something gonna happen to that man. I said, why? She said, I done seen it done before. Said, my car was in the cane. And she said, she called herself flipping out that gate. Said, he was sitting down in that car. And said, he was on such a study, he didn't even see her. Said, she slipped in there and got a car. Said, man, a man done that up yonder lady. She said, he done it. Said, that man got to do something. I said, that man ain't got to do nothing. Well, said, that man just don't want to leave here. She said, said, that man's mind is tore up by something. And the next morning, us went to strip cane or strip to dump. He hadn't come.
Yeah.
But his car was up there, but he hadn't. Us didn't know where he was.
Yeah.
Folks come out there looking for him. Us told him, I didn't know where he was. His car up there. But this, one man said, a strange thing, he ain't been in this field this morning. One of the hands was stayed there. Said, he ain't been here this morning. Out of why, Mr. A.B., you know A.B. Gibson. He married Mr. Gavin's daughter.
Yeah.
He come. He said, well, I don't know where in the hell he is. Said, his car up there. Yeah. Out of why, they went in the house, and he had a stick. He propped that stick, you know, and touched that trigger where the killer's there. And they found him in that deal.
Mm.
So did.
I guess it was because they asked him to sell the land? Or?
It wasn't his land. He was an overseer for Mr.
Well, I see.
But everybody just loved him, and they wanted him to stay there.
Yeah.
And he was going to move to town. Mr. A. was going to take over.
Yeah.
Gavin's son-in-law.
Right.